good evening. It's Friday. My name is Richard. This is Over and Over and Over Again, and it is the Arsenal Women's Weekly. It's not just any Women's Weekly. It's actually the final weekend of the WSL season. It's been a long season, or it seems to have been a long season. It's been a difficult season in many ways, but it's coming to an end tomorrow. And we've, of course, got a trophy to show for it. And we've still got Champions League qualification in our own hands as well, which makes it even better, doesn't it? So we have got a lot to get through. We're going to look at the Chelsea game last week. Unfortunately, didn't quite get the result that we wanted. We're going to look ahead, of course, to the final game tomorrow. Final games elsewhere. Who's going to win the league? Is it going to be Chelsea or Man United? Who's going to get relegated as well? That's still to be decided. Also, as well, we've heard some news that one of our star players may well be leaving in the summer, which is bad news. So we'll have a little chat about that as well. And of course, today, Arsenal released a new kit. Now, I'm still wearing this one because I don't think Arsenal wore it enough in the season. And I don't think they should get a new kit until they've at least worn this about 50 games. So I'm going to wear this one until the team wear it a bit more often, because they can't keep releasing new kits if they're not going to wear the ones they've already got. But anyway, that is another story. We are going to get into it all coming up the other side of this. Arsenal now free to Marnham again. It's like they're looking for a second goal. Oh, she's got a second goal. That sealed it. Free Marnham again. And we have got two of our usual guests with us. We're still waiting on Matt. Hopefully, Matt can join us tonight. But it is, of course, a pleasure as always. Andreas, are you okay this week? Good to see you.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Yeah, not bad at all. I had a busy week at work, but now it's Friday evening and time to look at football. Football weekend.
It is the last one of the season as well, which is a shame. But, you know, it's been a great season. And Marcos, good to see you as well. Have you had a good week?
Yeah, not been too bad. Bit of a long day, but yeah, it's good to be back here again after 1 week's hiatus.
Yeah, we missed you last week, but we didn't have your video, so it kept us entertained throughout the show. We've got LG in the chat already. Says evening, Rich and Andreas and Amar. Good to see you. I hope you are well. So I suppose we like to do things chronologically. We will be looking ahead, of course, to the final weekend very, very shortly. But before that, we do need to go back to last weekend and what turned out to be the end of our fading title chances. I mean, really, I suppose there wasn't too many surprises in the game, was there? You know, we wasn't quite our best in the first half. Chelsea, as they do, take their chances when they come up, which they did do, got themselves a 2-0 lead, and it was always going to be tough for us. I thought the second half we did well. We changed the way we set up a little bit. We took the game to Chelsea. We had quite a few chances, and of course, in the caption there, the penalty, of course, changed the game, didn't it? If Katie McCabe sticks that in the net, makes it 2-1, there was still half an hour to play. We could easily have got something from that game, but it wasn't to be. She put it wide, second penalty she's missed this season. And in the end, Chelsea ended up fairly comfortable winners, you have to say. And that's the end of our title chances. They were quite slim anyway, but it would have been nice if we took it to the final day for the second season in a row, but it wasn't to be. Yeah, Chelsea once again getting the upper hand over us. Again, we can't score at King's Meadow. It's been quite a while now and a little bit of a frustrating game overall. But I don't think we should be too disappointed. At least they gave it a good go in the second half. And with a bit of luck, we may well have forced a draw or something out of the game. I mean, Andreas, what did you make of the performance? Because the first half was really poor, wasn't it?
Yeah, all over, the first half was not our best, but don't forget, we had the first chance of the match. I think it was 8 or 10 minutes played when Stina had this big chance. And yeah, this would have changed everything if we got the lead there. Then Chelsea dominated the first half. And the whole match reminded me a bit on the Wolfsburg Champions League match at home. At Wolfsburg, when we were 2-0 down and didn't start well, and then came back in the second half. The second goal, we shouldn't concede the second goal. Magnus Eriksson is not a striker, and the ball was just flying in front of her feet, and nobody really defended well. And Manu was once again stuck on the line, and she's not demanding the 6 yards box as her own. I said this very, very often, and once again, this goal was not necessary to concede. The second half was a lot better, and as you said, if Katie scores the penalty and it's 2-1, then I think we would have got a draw. But so the last 10-15 minutes, Chelsea was leading 2-0, and they just controlled the match and were trying not to give away the 2 points. So I think the start in the first half with the chance from Stina and the penalty, these were the two big moments for us that could have changed everything. And you don't know what would have happened if we got the lead with 1-0. But once again, Chelsea had the better end against us, and for us, it's now just the number 3 spot we are fighting for. And let's concentrate on this. I don't mind if Chelsea wins the league or United or whoever does it. Finally, it deserves it, because the team that wins the league has got the most points in over 22 weeks. And you can say what you want, but this team deserves to win the league. So it's not us, but we know the reasons for why we're not in the title race anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we've spoken about it plenty of times. We know had we had a fully fit squad, I'm sure we would be at least fighting for the title tomorrow. If not already have won it, maybe we'll never know. Of course not. We can't definitely say we would have done, but I think it's fairly clear from the season that we've had that we would have certainly been still with a shout tomorrow of winning it. And it is disappointing that we're not. It did go to the last game last season. It is a bit frustrating, but we've dropped some points we shouldn't have dropped. Even when we had some fit players in the team, we still dropped some points we shouldn't have done. So we can only really blame ourselves that we're not there. But as we've said on this show plenty of times, once again, even on Sunday when it wasn't really going our way, they gave everything, didn't they? They left it all out there on that pitch in that second half, and we can't ask any more. You can't ask any more from your team. Chelsea are a very good side, we know that. They very rarely drop points in these closing weeks of the season. They're like the Man City in the Premier League, aren't they? They see a title and they just win, 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 win. And unfortunately, they already had an advantage on us, and we needed to beat them and hope for the best, and we wasn't able to. But they gave everything in the second half. But wasn't there another chance? Or was it Caitlin Ford at the crossbar, didn't she, as well, before the
penalty? That's right.
In the second half. And again, if that goes in, who knows? But it didn't. It wasn't our day, was it, at the end of the day? We have to accept that it wasn't meant to be our day. And again, we've lost away at Chelsea. And we've just got our own little battle to concentrate on tomorrow now, getting that third place, which is pretty much done and dusted, barring two miracle results elsewhere. But I'm sure we'll do our job. We'll talk about that a bit later. What did you make of it all then on Sunday? I mean, it was a game of two halves in some ways, because Chelsea were a better team in the first half. We were a much better team in the second half, but we didn't take our chances again against them.
Yeah, well, I knew from the start they still persist with this playing out of the back, which is a very risky tactic when you take into account Chelsea's high press and you know how quickly they're just onto the ball. They just set the traps, as we've seen so often in the Premier League, and they just do it so well, better than anybody else. And we just kind of played into their hands a little bit, and it was no way out. I know we created our chances and have done. We could have pulled the trigger a bit earlier. And it's just poor. Ultimately, they're just poor. They're both avoidable goals. No one's marking right in for the first goal. It's a brilliant finish. And then the second goal, well, Manu's just got to do better. I felt that, like a lot of people, whilst Manu has been our number one goalkeeper, I think he's got to play Sabrina more. She's looked really assured in the games that she started. There's no not being unkind to Manu, but she does win a ball, a high ball. She does struggle behind it. And her positioning was questionable for the second goal. And if we'd taken our chances, who knows? But ultimately, they just proved why they're the best team in the land. But if you'd have said, let's be honest, I mean, the title was always going to be a long shot for this season, and we can still be, we showed as well, we don't fall apart, and And second half, if we'd taken our chances, we could easily have got something out of that game. So, yeah, it's disappointing on last, but ultimately, you know, the fact that we can still get Champions League football and got our key players to come back next season, it's something to build upon. And hopefully, with some good recruitment in the summer, we can be back there challenging again for the big prizes next season.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, there are a lot of reasons to be optimistic. Of course there are. And although we're a little bit disappointed that the season's maybe not ended in the way that we hoped, we haven't got the final day we were maybe all hoping we might have got. But ultimately, I totally agree. I do think that we are in a very strong position going forward. You know, we're going to get players fit next season. Yes, some of them not until the end of the season, but we're going to get them fit throughout the season. I'm sure we're going to bring in some players in the summer, build on what we've got. And hopefully this time next year, we may be looking at more than the Continental Cup on the sideboard, maybe, or certainly been challenging for more than that. So, but overall, I say it's been a good season overall. And yeah, it was disappointing on Sunday. LG says there, Manu to the rescue yet again for the second goal. Well, to Chelsea's rescue. Yeah, I mean, it was she should have come and cleared that away. Poor defending. And yeah, it's a really bad time to concede a second goal as well, wasn't it? Just before half time. And, you know, it kind of killed the game a little bit. But I say fair play. We came out second half, gave it a good go. And on another day, who knows? The penalty goes in and Chelsea may well have got panicky in the last 20 minutes. And we may have sneaked an equaliser. But it wasn't to be. We lost the game. We're going to finish more than likely third, which is a little bit disappointing after second last season. We wanted to at least be a second again, if not first. So it's a little bit disappointing. But as we said, there's plenty of reasons as to why that's the case this year. And hopefully next season, we will avoid so many injuries. We surely can't go for it again. Surely not. We can't possibly do. Can we? No, come on. We're not going to, are we? Next season is going to be much better on that side of things. And let's hope that we can show Chelsea that, you know, they may be the team to beat at the moment, but we're coming to get them. We are. And we've got closer this season in the games that we've played. We beat them in a cup final. And it's, you know, it's been a long time since we've managed to do that. So I think we need to, look at where things have gone wrong this season in certain games. And like you said, improve next year and bounce back. And I'm sure we will. Obviously, it's the last game tomorrow. Last games all round. So we're going to look at that. But just before that, we've heard some rather upsetting news this week, actually, which I think we want to touch on before we go any further, really. So we're hearing some stories that potentially Rafaela Souza, who's been fantastic for us since she joined last January, a year ago, apparently she's getting homesick. She wants to move back closer to Brazil, and she looks like she might be heading to America at the end of the season, which, I mean, when Leah Williamson's going to be missing for pretty much the whole of next season, to lose Rafaela, who's been so great as well, our two best central defenders missing Leah for most of the season. And if Rafa goes, that's a real big blow if that happens. Yes, Lotta stepped in and done brilliantly. You know, Jen Beattie stepped in and done brilliantly, but that's pretty much all we've got. And it's not going to be enough, is it? We need to buy now, don't we? If that's true, if Rafa is leaving, and, you know, we wish her all the best. You know, we know it's personal reasons, potentially. It's nothing to do with a club or the team, anything like that. And, you know, if she needs to be near her family, then fair enough. We can't, you know, we have to accept that. But it does leave us a little bit short in that position, doesn't it, Andreas, if this is true? Because our two best defenders, I mean, well, that was such a good partnership. I really enjoyed watching them play together. They didn't quite play together enough, did they? Because Rafa was injured for a long time last season. Lee has been injured this season a bit as well. And they haven't really played together enough. But it would be a massive blow, wouldn't it, if she does go?
Yeah, I was really shocked yesterday when I read this. And I'm sure it's right. And it's nearly confirmed when Tim Stillman wrote this on Twitter that she'll go to Orlando. And it has nothing to do with Arsenal. She was happy here, and the club was happy with her. It's personal reason, and we don't know what happened, what's behind this, what personal circumstances made her do this move. We have to accept it. If it's personal, she doesn't need to tell why. We have to accept it. But for us as a team, it's a big blow because, as you said, we'll be missing Leah for nearly the whole next season. If we are lucky, she'll be back in April or so. so for the last few matches, but we know how this works. Players coming back with after an ACL, they are not back in the squad and playing 90 minutes on the same level as they were playing before. So we have to plan the season without Lea, and this makes it very difficult. They had a strong partnership, and the few matches they made together, our defense was just outstanding. Now we are without Lea, without Rafa. Lothar has to be the center back, the boss of the defense. But we said it often, and we saw it, that normally she is at her best when she has an experienced center back near her. Of course, Lothar and Steph Catley did a good job when Lea and Rafa were both injured. But for the next season, we need an experienced center back. Yeah, I don't know. Bringing names in like Alex Greenwood or Mini Python. The other teams would be stupid to give them to a title contender. So, it's a big task. A few weeks ago, or at least 1 week ago, I would have said, no, we don't need a center back. We have Arthur, we have Lothar, and behind them is Jen, is Thea Goldie. But now, this is one of the the most challenging tasks for the summer transfer window. We need a center back, we need a right back, because Laura is out for the whole season. Normally we need a holding midfielder and a striker, but when I said it, that the summer transfer window will be really important for us, as we didn't do a good job in the last two transfer windows. Yeah, all the best to Rafa. I think everybody will say this from an Arsenal perspective.
Yeah,
she's a fantastic player. She came from China and she settled in so quickly. All the best to her, and I hope we will find a good replacement for her.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. She's been a fantastic player. You know, we didn't know too much about her when she joined. You know, we knew at the time when she came in that January, we knew we were maybe a little bit short centre-backs. Lea Williamson was injured at the time. We needed somebody. We got somebody, and she was very good. And now, whatever Jonas's plans were for the summer transfer window, now they've changed slightly, haven't they? Because, as you say, we've got to buy a centre-back now. We've got to, and a right-back. And they're almost a priority positions. And like you said a few weeks ago, the priority positions were midfield and up front. And now the positions are centre-back and right-back due to the situation. And it's more problems added on to what we've already had in terms of players missing. And yes, you know, we obviously wish her all the best, because, you know, she's been a fantastic player. You know, she clearly loves playing for the club. It's nothing to do with that. And I'm sure she'll get a great send-off tomorrow at the game that she deserves, because she's been brilliant for us. And what a great signing she proved to be. And if Jonas has managed to pick her out of the blue, maybe he can pick someone else out of the blue that we're not sure about and come in and do another decent job like she has. And that's what we need. We need him to pull something out of the bag this summer, don't we, with a few transfers. But, yeah, it's now a priority, because we can't go into next season with just Lotta and Jen. We just can't. No disrespect to either of them. We've done brilliantly, but it's not enough. We need at least one more experienced, top-level centre-back to come in. We do. That's what we need. And we're going to have to make that a real priority. But yeah, it is a shame. LG says, give MR some tissues because we're leaving. And Terry says, Rapper's upset because MR not turning up for Copper every other week. Didn't think it affected her that much. No, well, clearly it did. So it's MR's fault that Rapper's leaving. But anyway, we'll let him off. I mean, MR, despite all that bits of fun, it is really bad news for the club, isn't it? And, you know, because of what a great player she is, it's such a shame that she feels the need to have to go back to America to be close to her family. It's a shame, isn't it, that it's come at this time when that's the last position really we needed to lose a player in, isn't it?
No, you know, especially when we've had so much been short in there as well. I know Jen stepped in and done well. Lea's, you know, suffered an injury. She's going to be out till January. And she's also really, and possibly Taya. So I think we need probably two centre-backs who are reliable in that position. It's definitely going to leave us short. And Wienreuther being out as well, Maritz and Catley, and almost having to play an unfamiliar position. So the defence has got to be the priority this season, as well as that, getting a proven goal scorer if we're going to challenge amongst the big for the big prize of Austin, and has done really well. And we've had our midfield issues as well. And the defence has definitely got to be the priority, because you know, even though we've actually got, I think it's like the second best defensive record in the division, which still is surprising considering all the issues, which is still testament to the team. We definitely, if we're going to be up there, if we're going to be up there, go contending for the big prize, that's an area we definitely need, especially in the big games. You can see how it's cost us this season in the big games, especially away from home, where we've conceded the most goals. So, yeah, there's definitely, it's sad to see a go. I don't know, no, I'm not shedding any tears, but we'll be sad to see a go. Being closer to home, I mean, being from Brazil, which is the home of coffee as well, whoever said that, you can have as much coffee as you want going back to America and just, if she wants, or wherever she gets her coffee from, she can have as much coffee, doesn't he, have with me or with anybody else. But yeah, so no, it's a shame to see her go. It kind of reminds me a bit of the Jill Ward situation from a few years ago. She was there for a couple of seasons, all it's only Netherlands, but then she just went back to Germany. I was like, there's not much difference there. I understand with Rafa being in Brazil, but yeah, it's a bit disappointing. But we wish her the best. She's been a great servant, and she'll always be a part of Arsenal Football Club, and as well. So yeah, good luck to her, and hopefully we can prioritise that area of the pitch in the summer transfer window.
Yeah, we have to. There's no doubt now. We're going to have to, aren't we? And we need some quality as well. You know, we do. It could be a big season for Taya Goldie. She may well get more opportunities next season because of the situation that we're in. I'm sure we will buy someone as well. But I think that regardless of that, I expect to see Taya Goldie getting more games next season. It'd be good to see her development because we know what a great prospect she is and how great she could be. You know, she could be the new Leah Williamson, couldn't she? If she's develops in the way that we hope. So be nice to see her get more opportunities. But yeah, we do need to strengthen the area now. And it is such a shame, isn't it, when you get such a great player that's coming and doing such a great job, and unfortunately they just can't settle and they need to go back home. It's disappointing. But yeah, I say we wish them all the best. Terry says, whatever the reason for Rafa going, I'd like to say a massive thank you and you're welcome back anytime. Oh, absolutely, yeah, 100%, of course. And Terry says, super Jen, can't keep playing week in, week out. Rafa going is going to be a massive loss. Yeah, it is. Yeah, super Jen can't play every week, unfortunately. She's not getting any younger. She's done a great job this season when she's been needed. But yeah, it's not. We do need. We know what we need now. And maybe that's maybe help prioritise that particular position, hasn't it? So Terry says, Emma, what the hell did you do to Jill Rod? Yeah, I know.
What did I do to Jill Rod?
Actually, I think it's Harry likes Jill Rod, isn't he? It's Harry's fault, Jill Rod. Yeah, it's Harry's fault Jill Rod left, I think. Must be, because I know she's still his favourite. So, but anyway, yeah, it is a shame. So we wish all the best to Rafa in the future. And I say, hopefully tomorrow she gets a good send-off and maybe finishes with a goal as well. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Because we know she's a danger from set piece. It'd be nice if she got on the end of one and banged one in tomorrow to celebrate her final game. So, yeah, we were going to miss her, obviously. Now, just before we do move on to the final weekend of the season, there was some more little bit of news today. An event happened today, and it happens every year, and everybody gets excited about it. I personally don't, but we'll have to talk about it because it's quite relevant. Now, as you can see, me and Andreas are wearing this current season's kits. So we're happy with the kits that we had. We don't feel the need to have any more kits, but they've released a new one anyway, because they do every year. I don't feel as though, I feel that, as I said before, this pink kit's not been worn enough. And I do feel as though they're bringing out new kits and they've not even used this one much. But it's the nature of football these days. To be honest with you, I'm not overly fussed about the home kit. It's always going to be red with white sleeves because that's our kit. You know what it's going to be like. I'm more concerned about the players that are wearing it on the pitch, who they are, how they're playing and how they represent the club. Yeah. That's much more important, it looks like. But, you know, it's a nice reveal they did today. They're going to be wearing it tomorrow at the game for the first time. And I think the men are wearing it on Sunday as well. So, it's, you know, it's going to be a big talking point. I'm sure there'll be a few people. There were people queuing up outside the shop this morning before the shop opened to buy it. So, you know, it's going to be popular, I'm sure, like the other kits have been. I mean, Andreas, what do you make of that new kit then? A little bit of gold stripes and that. It's a bit different, isn't it, to what we've had the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, it's not football, it's business. It's business. Every team, every club does this. Every season, it's all about the money. We know this. But on the other side, we want to identify with our club, with our team. And so, of course, I couldn't resist in the morning when all these messages popped up. And I thought, okay, let's look on the homepage and how it looks like. And then, of course, I ordered one. Every year the same. Yeah. I think it looks nice with this gold stripes on it. And of course, it's red and white, but that's what we want. We want our home kits to be red with the white sleeves. And yeah, it looks nice. And hopefully it's a kit with which we will win silverware. With the gold stripes winning silverware, yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what it's about. It's what the team achieves when they're wearing a kit, and the players that are wearing it is more important than what the kit looks like. But it's a nice enough kit. I always prefer maybe that the other two kits generally, that the third kit or the away kit generally. I don't tend to buy the home kits very often, not because I don't like them necessarily. I just prefer the away kits and the third kit. They're just always a little bit different, aren't they? So we'll see what when they release them and what they look like. But yeah, I mean it's nice enough, isn't it? A little bit of gold, as you say, and maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need a little bit of gold in our kit although we had some gold in that black one, didn't we? So I don't know if that didn't work too well, did it, overall? But anyway, I mean, what do you make of the new kit? Are you going to be getting one very soon?
I think so, but I don't know whether to put on the back of it. Yeah, let's see. I mean, now that I've started earning again, I'll definitely want to put some money on getting it, but maybe just... I don't know, just get my name on it or something, but I think it looks good. It is classy. It takes me back to the old days when the hybrid days when the men were wearing that home kit as well. I like it. Yeah. I just think it just stands out more, the lighter kit than the darker kits we've had in recent seasons as well. So, no, it looks good. And I'll be getting my hands on it soon. So, let's see.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, I see some pictures, obviously, earlier on today, obviously, the men and the women. I thought it looks good on Stina, so I might get Stina. I might get with Stina on the back, maybe. That's where it needs to be. And she's going to score a load of goals in it next season. LG says, that's why Jill always scores against us. It's your fault, Emma. She does always score against us, yeah.
Blame Emma.
So he says, the new top is 80 quid with gold stripes. Be bottle green. Yeah, it is expensive. I know, I mean, that's what they are these days, unfortunately. Even more expensive than last season. They're going up every year, aren't they? Like everything is, I suppose. But people will buy it. People will buy it. And they know that. And as Andrea said, it's a business now, isn't it? And that's the way it goes. And I used to like it when we'd get a home kit one season and an away kit the next season and then change the home kit the season after. So each kit lasted two seasons. It was better that way because at least you got a good use out of the kit that you had and your kit wasn't out of date so quickly. You know, yeah. I've got a pink one. It's out of date now because they've got new ones out already. And it's like the team hardly wore it as well. So I don't know. It's gone a little bit crazy with it, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of them at the ground tomorrow, people wearing them already, so it's going to be popular kit, I'm sure it will. And I think it was it 2005 that we had the gold stripes, didn't we, on a kit? I think it was the last season at Highbury that we wore red, but I think that was our home kit then, wasn't it? So it's kind of a little throwback to that, maybe, but we won the FA Cup that season, and amended anyway, so let's hope that it proves to be a lucky charm. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, you know, it's a kit. It's nice enough, I suppose. But yeah, too expensive. That's a fact. And if you can get one cheaper somewhere else, abroad or somewhere, then maybe go for that option. But yeah, if you like the kit, that's great. So I suppose the thing that we need to talk about now is it's the final weekend of the season. It's been highs and lows for us as Arsenal fans this season. A lot of high moments, a lot of low moments, really low moments as well. And it's all coming to an end tomorrow. It's in a way, I'm kind of, you know, maybe because we can't win the league and it's almost like, let's just get the season finished now, get our players fit and start again. But I'm going to miss it, obviously, once it's finished. Yeah. Because, you know, we love watching the team. We love the games, everything like that. And it's all coming to an end tomorrow. But the good news is there is still stuff to play for. It's not all decided. We don't know who the league champions are quite yet. We don't know who's getting relegated either. So lots of things. We don't quite know who's going to be that last Champions League spot. It's probably going to be us. But we'll look at all of that as well. So lots of stuff going on. LG says there, the gold stripe was a tribute to the 20th anniversary of the 03. we didn't have gold stripes on that kit though, do we? I don't think it was not the season after anyway. I suppose it might be. Just, I suppose that makes sense. Terry said, "I'm definitely getting a new away kit."
Bottle job.
Looks well, nice. Yeah, that's for the men's team. The women will have a different away. Hopefully, what they should do, and I've said this before, the men and women should have the same home kit as I think that's brilliant. But I think the away kit, I think the men and women should have different away kits, just a right. different colour, different design. I think that's what they should do, and that's so that you've got a kit for each team then separate. I think that's what they should do personally, but they won't. They'll just release free kits for both teams. But I think the women and the men should have one of the kits should be different. The women should have a different one to the men. Just even if it's the third kit, something different. That's what I would like to see. And that way, then, if you just support the women, you can buy just the women's top, and you don't have to the top of the men wear. And I think that's a good idea. And I do think that's a good idea. And that's what they should maybe do. But you know, I know there's training tops and whatever. But I don't know. I'd like to see that, but they won't do it, I'm sure. But anyway, enough of the kit. That's it's a bit of a nonsense, really, but it is something that they release every year. So we will say, look ahead to this final weekend, and we have got a difficult game. There's no doubt about that. So Aston Villa at home, of course, there's one Aston Villa player that we know particularly well. I don't think she can play because she's injured, isn't she? Jordan, unfortunately, is not, I don't think she's fit to play. They've had a good season. Villa, they look as though they're an improving side. They're going to look to try to break into that top three next season. That's what they're going to try and do, I'm sure. Carla Wald, their coach, she's a good coach. She's made a few strange comments previously about Arsenal, but we'll gloss over that for the time being. They are a decent team. They've got some good players. And, of course, in Rachel Daly, they've got the WSL top scorer, which is amazing when she played left-back in the Euros, and now she's top scorer in the WSL, and probably going to win the Golden Boot because I think she's so far ahead, isn't she, of Bunny Short, three or four ahead now. So she's probably going to win that. So what a season she's had, and what a season Villa have had overall. You know, they're going to finish fifth, which is a great effort. It's almost like the best of the rest, isn't it? Because the top four are the same four teams every year in the last few years, and Villa now are trying to get themselves involved in all of that, aren't they, going forward? You know, they've got some very good players, and I think that tomorrow is going to be a tough game, and in a way, it's probably just as well there isn't a massive amount riding on it, really, because I know last year we played Aston Villa, our last home game, we beat them 7-0. They wasn't particularly fussed. We had to keep winning at that time. We had one more game left to stay in the race. It's not going to be a game like that this year, is it? I think it's going to be a lot more difficult. It's going to be a tighter game. We know our injury issues. We just need to... I'd like to finish... I think we need to finish the season with a win, don't we? I think the girls deserve that. The fans deserve that. And it'll be nice to go out with a victory. But I think it's going to be a tough game. I mean, Andreas, what are your kind of thoughts out of this thing? Because obviously they've had such a great season, Villa, haven't they?
Yeah. It's important that we are finishing the season on a high. Of course, we all want to finish with a win. But a high would be... being qualified for the Champions League. So no matter how the result at the end is, if we finish third, then it's a finish on a high for us. It will be a tough match. Villa had a great season. They came very close to the top four. They are on fifth position and they will finish fifth. So their development in this season is really remarkable. Of course, they strengthened their squad. With Jordan Knopf, with Lucy Staniforth, and Rachel Daly played a fantastic season. I think she was announced as player of the season right now. She scored 21 goals, if I'm right. So that's really a lot. And I hope she won't score 22nd in this season. But the development from the Villa team is really remarkable, and you can't underestimate them. I hope that we will win this, but I would be satisfied with a draw or just finishing third. Our problem is really the midfield. We have done very well with all the injuries, with all what happened, but losing Leah Walty is just one injury too much. I think you saw this in the first half against Chelsea. Our midfield was not existing or needed at least 45 minutes. to come into the match. And this could be a problem against Villa too. I think it will be a sold out Meadow Park. Unfortunately, I can't be there because flight prices were nearly double as normal. I will watch it, and I hope to finish the season on a high and qualify for Champions League. The worst thing that could happen would be when Villa gets an early goal, and we get the message that City is leading 5-0, 6-0, then the nerves would come up, and it would be a really nervy second half. So let's avoid this and score first, and then it would be great to win. Yeah, let's hope the best. Girls deserve it, as you said.
Yeah, no, we do deserve to finish in that top three. I mean, I remember after the Wolfsburg game in the Champions League when we'd lost, and at that point, Man City had the advantage over us, didn't they? And then they, of course, lost to Liverpool. And I remember thinking that night after Wolfsburg, you know, if we didn't qualify for the Champions League after what a great run that we'd had, what a great, season we'd had in the Champions League this year, it would have been really, really a tough one to swallow, wouldn't it, not to be in it next season. I was really worried at that point, you know, because Man City, you looked at the games they had, you looked at the games we had, and I was worried that it might, you know, they might have just pipped us to it. And luckily for us, they lost that game. Liverpool now swung back in our hands. But yeah, we've still got a job to do tomorrow. We can't take it for granted that we're there. We can't lose the game and hope, you know, that Man City don't score enough goals to get it back, because I'm sure they'll go for it in their game as well. But yeah, I'm confident that we'll get a result that we need, whether that's a draw or a win. A draw is enough, of course, to get the top three. So let's get the job done and do it to finish the season off at Meadow Park in the right way, with something really tangible to show, you know, that the cup's going to be on show, that we won. And it'll be nice to, at the end of the game, when the girls are going around the pitch, that, you know, we can celebrate being in that Champions League again. And we saw how great we performed it this year. So, yeah. Lots to play for. It's good that the game's got something riding on it as well, which is nice. You know, sometimes the end of the season games, they don't mean anything and they're not so good, but it's an important game for us. We have to get the result, and it's going to be a celebration. I'm sure it'll be a big celebration at Meadow Park anyway for what we've done this season. So it's going to be great, and let's hope that we do obviously get the job done, which is so important. I mean, Emma, you must be looking forward to the game tomorrow, and you know, but it'll be tough, won't it? Because as we said, Villa are a very good team these days. They're not the pushovers they used to be, are they?
No, they're not pushovers. But yeah, I know, despite the fact, you know, four games we played against them in league and cup, we scored 18 goals and conceded one. So we've shown that they've definitely shown that they're much improved this season. Recruited very well, got a good manager in, and yeah, it won't be easy. Rachel Daly, of course, being arguably one of the signings of the season. Yeah, stopping her will be key if we're going to win tomorrow. But yeah, still, for me, the record in the big game, you know, Chelsea still put six past them this season. Manchester United, okay, still okay. They were unlucky against Manchester United. They conceded five away there. And against Man City, okay, they beat Man City and drew the moment away. But, you know, it will be a difficult game. But I think the girls will be motivated that they want to finish the season on a high, going to next season and going into the World Cup and next season on in good spirits. So, yeah, it won't be an easy game. Well, we know what the big threat. We'll just have to be patient, and I think we've got enough quality to break them down. We're scoring plenty of goals of late. So, yeah, if I had to do a score prediction, I'll probably say I think we'll win 3-1, but we'll see.
Well, 3-1 would be very nice, because that gets the job done in fine style and ends the season well, doesn't it? I've got to address, what would be your score prediction then for the Villa game tomorrow? We might as well get the score predictions in.
I'm afraid that Rachel Daly will score, so there will be one for Villa, but we have Frida and Katie and Stina, and so, yeah, we will score twice, and it's 2-1 for the Arsenal.
Well, again, that'll do us nicely, won't it? You know, gets the 3 points. We only need one. 3 points would be great. And it would be nice to end the season on a higher course. Terry says, I can't see anything but a win from our girls. They want to go out with a bang. I'm so proud of this. Like, yeah, of course they want to win. Absolutely. Jaffa, magnificent. Jaffa, I was in the chat. He says, evening, everyone. I hope you and the family are doing well. Yeah, we're all great, my friend. Good to see you. Hope you're well as well. LG says, can't understand why the WSL only has one relegation spot. That explains why a lot of the lesser teams don't give the top teams a go, because they know they'll be safe regardless. Yeah, I mean, that is a very good point. And I do feel as though going forward, they need to look at that, don't they? I think one relegation slot isn't enough. One promotion place isn't enough. They need to make it two up and two down, really, don't they? That's what's needed to keep it all a little bit more, give teams more to fight for. And as you say, there are games when you look at it and you do feel as though maybe some of the sort of middle of the table teams that can't go down aren't going to get any higher. Probably not going to get a result against Chelsea, or they know they're not going to get a result against Man United. And maybe they don't maybe set out in the same mindset that they do in some of the other games. And yeah, having two relegation spots would maybe help with that. I agree. And it is something that I think will change. I do think that is going to change over the next few years now. And I think it will become two up, two down. And hopefully we'll see. I mean, it's been a lot more competitive this season anyway. It could become even more competitive, couldn't it, if that happens? And it would be good to see. I'd quite like to see. And I agree, it does seem strange that there's only been one place. It's, you know, they've got to make the WSL more open, haven't they, so that other teams can get in it more often. We're looking at them get relegated and then come promoted again. I mean, Bristol City are coming back up. They only got relegated a couple of years ago, you know, and no doubt Birmingham will probably come back up again in a year or two. You know, it's the same sort of teams, isn't it? They need to open it up a little bit. You can get more teams, you know. We want to see teams like Durham get a chance in the WSL, don't we? Yeah. Or, you know, Charlton, these sort of teams, you know, that are knocking on the door up the top end of the Championship. We just want to see, more teams getting the opportunity, really, don't we? But I'm sure it will happen over the time. Terry says, Amar, please tell me you're not going tomorrow. We can't afford anyone else leaving.
I will work. I wouldn't be able to follow it unless I listen to the radio or something. There's a radio in one of the offices at work, but no, I'll have to find out the result after. I can't check my phone or some work, otherwise I'll lose my job. So anyway.
Oh dear, that's not good, is it? You don't want to be doing that. Terry says, I'm going 5-1. Well, 5-1 would be nice. I'm personally not sure it will be 5-1, but anyway, you know, we'd love a nice 5-1 to end the season. Jeffo says, I'm hurt that Hafai is leaving. Yeah, we all are. But at the end of the day, she's 30 years old. If we were to replace her with a top defender, then I'm good. Yeah, as I stated, that next season it's massive for us, hopefully. Yeah, no, exactly. We sort of talked about that a bit earlier on in the show about obviously Hafai leaving. And that we need to buy a replacement. As simple as that. We have to, and I'm sure we will. Let's hope that it's someone equally as good. Daffo says that Aston Villa is a tricky game. They've been unbelievable this season. I'll go for 3-1. Yeah, we all look pretty confident. Yeah, I mean, I think we all seem to be thinking Aston Villa will score, and potentially because defensively we've got some injuries, as we know. And yeah, obviously Rachel Daly is having a magnificent season. So yeah, it will probably be her that scores more than likely. So yeah, I think Aston Villa will score. I think we've got enough about us tomorrow. I think we're going to be so up for this game. The big crowd's going to push us on as well, roaring us to that victory. I think we'll win. I'm going to go 4-1, actually. I think Rafaela will score in her last game. She'll come up from a corner last minute and she'll bang one in with her head in the final kick of the game. That's what's going to happen. And it'll be 4-1 at the end, and it'll be great. So let's look forward to that. But yeah, I mean, obviously, there are still, as we said before, there's still issues to be decided tomorrow, isn't it? The title being the main one. Obviously, Chelsea have got the advantage, and their game, oddly enough, is going to settle both things because they play Reading, who are bottom and need a win to have any chance of surviving. Seems unlikely, but the fact that... Way, I wish we were in the title race tomorrow because Reading need a result. It's not like usually if they were playing a team bottom of the league, you know they're going to go there and win 4-0, no problem. But because Reading need a result, and Chelsea need a result as well, that is going to be a really interesting game now. Yes, Chelsea are stronger. You'd imagine they'll win. But I think they did lose at Reading last season, though, let's remember, 1-0. So it's not like they can take for granted a win, but... I think that's quite an interesting game. Obviously, I'll be watching the Arsenal game and I only care about that, but that would be an interesting game to watch, I think, especially if Reading were to score the first goal. And that could really be interesting, couldn't it? I mean, you know, the shock from last season, but ultimately Chelsea will probably win because they generally do when it comes down to the crunch, doesn't it? But it's quite an interesting game, isn't it, Andreas, that one tomorrow, because it affects the top and the bottom of the league. It could decide two issues in one game.
Yeah, that's the interesting fact in this match. Remember last season, the last day, Chelsea played Man United and United was 1-0 up and 2-1 up. And we were against at halftime. And what did Chelsea do? Their reaction was they scored another three goals and won 4-2. So if it's necessary, this Chelsea team is so ruthless in front of the goal, and they have Sam Kerr. So I can't see Reading win this game. And Chelsea would be champion if they get a draw at Reading because of the goal difference. And United has the more difficult match at Liverpool. I think it would be a big surprise if Chelsea will not be crowned as champions. And they are playing against the weakest team of the league. So if Chelsea had to play against Villa, this would be a totally different situation. But I can't see them lose against Reading. And a draw makes Chelsea probably to champions, and the draw is not enough for Reading. So this match will decide both situations, the title and the relegation. It's pity for Reading, but over the whole season, they were the weakest team. And United has a difficult task against Liverpool. I don't know whether they will win there, or they will not win easily there. So, as I said, if Chelsea has the most points, they deserve the league. And if United is on second place, we have to admit that they played a really good season. Of course, they had luck in a few matches with late goals against us, or last week against City in the Manchester Derby. But all in all, they played a really good season. They were lucky with no injuries. Yeah, of course. But it was a really fantastic season and exciting season. We had a lot to discuss. And I was looking forward to every single match weekend. What can you expect more? A competitive league, and in the end, Chelsea again, probably.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I mean, it does seem the most likely outcome tomorrow, let's be honest. I mean, I think it would be one of the biggest shocks ever, wouldn't it, if Chelsea were to lose to Reading and Reading survive and Man United end up winning the league by beating Liverpool. That would be an incredible finish to the season, wouldn't it, to be honest. But, I think it'll be a tough game for Chelsea, I do. I think Reading will be so up for that game. I think Chelsea will be a little bit nervy as well, a bit nervous that they sometimes show their nerves in big games, don't they? They end up getting a result usually. But like you said, last year in the first half, they were behind. They looked all over the place at times in that game, and then they came back and won. But yeah, it is going to be an interesting last day. And I say, if Reading can score first, I think it could be really interesting. And we could, I'm sure there'll be some nerves going on from Emma sitting on the bench there. I'm sure she'll be a little bit nervy, won't she, if Reading were to score. But I fully expect Chelsea to win. And I fully expect them to be champions again, unfortunately. but what can you do? And yeah, Man United have had a good season, haven't they? They bought some good players in, didn't they, in the transfer window? You know, Nikita Paris, wow. I mean, what a season she's had. You know, she struggled at Arsenal, didn't she? Or another, but she's absolutely fine at Man United this season. She's been brilliant. So good luck to her. But yeah, they bought some good players. They've had a great season. And yeah, they've got a lot of late goals last week, as you said, in the derby. I didn't think Man City down to 10 players for a lot of that game, but they gave it a good go in the second half, got themselves a lucky equaliser. It looked as though they were going to get a draw, which wouldn't have helped us, would it, in the circumstances, because it could have meant a more nervy day tomorrow. So I was quite pleased in the end when Man United scored that late goal, because it does make it slightly better for us tomorrow. But yeah, they've had a good season, Man U. I know Matt kept saying they were going to fall away every week. He kept thinking they were going to lose games and drop away. And they stayed in there. So fair play to them. And they took it to the last game. And they couldn't have done any more. And it probably won't be enough. We know that feeling. Last season, when we were at that last game, we were so close. And it got snatched away. And Man United may well be feeling the same tomorrow that we did last year. But hopefully next year it'll be us fighting for it. I mean, Emma, do you think that's going to be what happens tomorrow, or do you think Reading might do it, might cause a shock and do the whole of women's football a favour and deny Chelsea winning the league? Wouldn't that be great if Reading can do that?
It would be unbelievable. It would take me back to, I think it was 9 years ago, when Chelsea had the title in their hands and ended up being picked by Liverpool. But you see, they just got that know-how and they just know how to do it. Reading have just looked short of confidence. Leicester should really have finished off last week and had them relegated, and then really they have nothing to play for. It might just motivate them, the fact that early in the season, of course, they were 3-0 down, made the game a bit, had an offside goal go against them for offside, which should have been understood. Mm. So you never know. But their form has just dipped so dramatically. They've looked short of confidence. I was looking back at the Spurs game and they just didn't seem to know what to do. They lost, made so many errors and they weren't really trying. It almost looked as if they were almost given up in any ways, which you don't like to say about a team. But I mean, if they can somehow pull a rabbit out of the hat, I mean, if, I'm not joking. I was saying to someone the other day, Reading on Twitter, I think it's a Manchester United fan, Adam Bateman, who always takes a piss out of Arsenal, but we always have good banter with each other. He always said, I said to him, if Reading managed to pull a result tomorrow, I think I may have seen a pig fly or something. But anyway, who knows? I'm not saying extra special. I think it would be arguably up there with one of the biggest shocks in WSL history if it happened.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's impossible, but I think it would definitely be up there. Manchester United started a great season and Liverpool won't be an easy game for them, but I can't see anything happening. Of course, it's not the only... Sorry, I don't want to go off topic, but it's not the only big thing happening this weekend, because there's a small matter of... Champions League, we've still got sorted. And then, of course, Andreas has got the Bundesliga tomorrow and the Women's Bundesliga on Sunday. There's a big weekend for him. Could they possibly beat Dortmund to win an 11th straight... I think it's 11 straight Bundesligas it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Would
and then, of course, the women trying to win the... Bayern's women trying to win... Should have finished it off last week, but they just thought for Andres and they could be extra nervous. Hopefully they can do that as well. So, yeah, it's going to be an intriguing weekend all around and no doubt one which will certainly set a few pulses racing.
Yeah, no, he is going to be. And don't forget as well, I know obviously last season I said Reading did beat Chelsea. And of course, we were top of the league when we lost to Birmingham at the bottom. So these things can happen. These things can happen. So, you know, let's not automatically assume Chelsea will win, because, you know, we've seen these results before. And that was a game in the end that maybe cost us, didn't it, last season, losing to Birmingham. So, you know, maybe it can. I'll certainly be cheering for Reading anyway, because it'd be nice to see Emma's face at the end if they lost and Man United pipped them to the league. That'd be quite good, wouldn't it? It'd make my weekend, that would. But I don't think it's going to happen. Terry says, don't forget we have Win the Dog on our side against Villa. Yeah, we've got now the new dog at the Arsenal training.
Oh, yeah, Arteta's new dog.
Yeah, good old Win the Dog. So we've got it all. We're not going to lose, are we? Quite honestly, that's it now. We're never going to lose another game.
The owners will get himself a dog.
I think it's at the training ground. I think everybody gets involved, like the women and the men. So it's at the training ground all the time. So it's a training ground dog, really. So yeah, everyone needs to. You know, I'm sure Win the Dog's going to make a big difference. You'll see the difference at this weekend. The two games, the men and women's games. You'll see the difference that Win the Dog's made a massive difference against Nottingham Forest.
It's called Win, isn't it? Of course, it's called Win. I forgot.
Yeah, the dog's called Win. Yeah, that's the name of the dog. The name of the dog's called Win. Yeah, and it should be called. Wasn't there dog food called Win a Lot? Wasn't it? Maybe they should be called Win a Lot. That'd be a good name for a dog, wouldn't it? You know, and give it to Tottenham because they never win anything. That'd be quite good. We've got Kanisha in the chat. It says greetings to all the co-hosts of today's live football program. See ya. Kanisha says greetings to each and every one of the family of Team Arsenal all over the world. Yeah, Arsenal all over the world. Of course, yeah, everyone from all over the world watches this show. And of course, Win the Dog might be watching as well. So if Win the Dog's watching, we send our good wishes to the dog as well. LG says, unfortunately for you, Rich, I don't think you're getting a dinner invitation from Emma anytime soon. That's a shame, isn't it? Because I would love to have dinner with Emma Hayes. I really would. That would be a fun evening, wouldn't it? You can imagine. The few things I'd like to say to her over dinner, actually. But anyway, I'm sure that will happen one day. Terry says, I hope they show salty Emma if Chelsea. Yeah, that would be the highlight of the weekend, wouldn't it? Seeing her salty face if they've lost the league to Reading on the last day. That would be hilarious. So, yeah, I don't know whether or not, you know, any of the, you know, can Man City lend Reading a few players? Can we lend them a few players just, to, you know, to make it more fun on the last day, maybe, and get make sure Chelsea don't win the league? But I'm sure they will. But it's going to be, you know, I think it's been good that this season, you know, following on from the Euros last summer, the fact that the crowds have increased massively this season. And it's been great that it's been a competitive season, hasn't it? That the league title's going down to the last game and the relegation's gone down to the last game. And it's good that the season hasn't just petered out because Chelsea won the league weeks ago or whatever it is. And, you know, I think it's been great that there's still lots to play for on the last day. And it's good that we've had that, really, because the season has deserved that, I think, for the way the season's been overall. You know, the boom from the Euros, it's been brilliant, hasn't it? The crowds are up and all these great memories. And of course, next week on the show, we will, of course, have a season review, looking back on the season and the great highs and the great sort of lows that we've suffered. And we're going to go for that next week on the show. But yeah, it's been great that the season's finishing the way that it is. You know, it's a shame we're not involved. Although we've got something to play for still, slightly, it's a shame we're not involved in the actual title race that I kind of hoped we was going to be and expected us to be a few months ago. But anyway, you know, we know what's gone on this season and we just have to accept it. But it's going to be an exciting day tomorrow, isn't it? Anyway, you know, we're going to... Obviously, we'll be watching the Arsenal game and we'll be keeping an eye on what's going on elsewhere and getting excited if Reading score as well, which will be good. Is the Arsenal game just on the FA Player tomorrow? Is that the only place it's being shown?
That's right. They're showing the Man United game on the BBC and the Chelsea game on Sky. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So we're just on FA Player, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all right. I mean, you know, as long as we can watch the game, that's the most important thing, you know. And I say we'll probably have an eye on the others, well, the Chelsea game in particular, because that could be, that's going to be where it's decided, isn't it? Let's be honest. Man United can win 8-0. It's not going to make any difference, is it, if Chelsea get the result that we expect them to. But who knows? Terry says there, talking of win the dog, I've heard you woof over Stina a few. So, well, yeah, well, because Stina's working, isn't she? You know, that's why. You know, we love Stina. So, hopefully she can go out tomorrow with a few goals as well. That'd be nice, won't it? James says there, Arsenal fans are the sorty fan base I've ever seen and are too attached to the players in the club. Well, I mean, I think you've got a point there. And I don't think it's just Arsenal fans. I think with women's football, it's slightly different to men's football. And I do think that fans of the women's team are more fans of individual players a little bit more and do get more attached to the players than maybe the men's fans do. I do think that is... But I don't think that's just Arsenal. I think that's in women's football generally. There's nothing wrong with that necessarily. I personally don't... I try to, you know, obviously, while they play for Arsenal, we love them, they're brilliant. As soon as they leave Arsenal, yes, we want them to do well, we wish them the best, but, you know, I'm not, you know, like when Jordan left, a lot of people said, oh, I'm glad Jordan left, she should have been in our team, well, she wasn't playing enough in our team anyway. So, you know, she moved on, she's had a great season at Villa, a fair play to her. But, you know, I don't have that same... As a lot of, I know a lot of the fans of the women's team do really like follow the players around like through their career afterwards. Once they leave Arsenal, you know, I'll be happy for them if they do well, but I'm not overly concerned. You know what I mean? Once they've left and that's it. But that's just me. And I know a lot of people just love the players and that's fine. I mean, Harry still loves Jill Roard, you know, and she left Arsenal, what, 2 odd years ago. Isn't that, that's fair enough. You know, I'm sure Amar's going to be following Raffaello around in America.
Yeah, like that.
And that's fine, but you know, but it is a slightly different vibe, isn't it? Women's football to men's football, and I think we just have to accept that. And I understand, I don't think it's just Arsenal fans. I do think it's women's fans in general, and that's fine. I've got no problem with that at all. You know, and we're lucky, aren't we, at Arsenal, that we've had so many great players come and go from the team that they pop out all over the place. Like I say, we mentioned Nikita Paris, didn't we, earlier? What a great season she's having at Man United. You know, I don't know if she's got the same affection from the Arsenal fans as some other ex-players of Arsenal, Nikita Paris. You know, it didn't quite happen for her, did it, at Arsenal, unfortunately. But, I mean, I liked her as a player before she came to Arsenal. And, I've, you know, she's having a great season and I've got no issue with that at all. But, yeah, she doesn't play for Arsenal, so I'm not overly fussed, if I'm honest. James says, not really when Jordan left. Now suddenly Arsenal fans started supporting Villa. Well, I don't think Arsenal fans started supporting Villa. I just think Arsenal fans were keen to, you know, to support Jordan as much as they could, you know, and that's fair enough. I mean, you know, I've got no problem with that. You know, Jordan will be at the game tomorrow, I'm sure. She can't play, but she'll be there. I'm sure she'll be there. And I'm sure the Arsenal fans will give her a great reception as we did when we played them in the Continental Cup earlier in the season. And that's, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's so nice respect, isn't it, for former players. Sometimes in the men's game, you don't get that, do you? You get boos and all that kind of stuff, which you don't need. It's unnecessary, isn't it? It's nice when you get that, when a player can come back and they've still got the affection of their fans and everybody cheers them and whatever. And I think that's nice. And I think it's great. And Jordan deserves it because she was a great player for Arsenal for a long, long time. So if anyone deserves it, it's Jordan, let's be honest, you know, for the career that she had at Arsenal. And I'm sure she'll get a great reception tomorrow. Even though, unfortunately, she can't play. But, yeah, it's a different vibe. It is a different vibe. James says, I've seen some Arsenal fans cursing Raffaello. No, I don't think they are. I think people are just disappointed, aren't they, that she's leaving. Of course, we're all disappointed because she's a great player and it's a shame that she can't stay. But I don't think too many people are really that, you know, I'm sure tomorrow she'll get a great reception from the crowd, and that's the most important thing. Yeah, I think there's people on social media that might be saying whatever and stuff like that, but don't worry too much about that. The real fans will be supporting her tomorrow, and that's the most important thing, isn't it, that we need to worry about, really. But yeah, it's just, I just feel we just need to understand that, you know, a lot of people that follow women's football, they're different to the people that follow men's football, and you have to understand that they're not all going to react the same way, you know. And a lot of people now are starting to cross over, aren't they, and watch both teams, and that's great as well. And a lot of the men's fans now are crossing over and watching the women a lot more, and that's great. But I think women's football is unique in its own right, and I think it hopefully will stay that way. I think it's going to change. It will inevitably change. I mean, there were 60,000 fans at the Emirates the other week that we saw, and obviously that wasn't all just Arsenal women fans, were they? They were fans who watched the men's team. They were fans who were just interested in coming to the game as well. And, you know, but it is going to change, but hopefully it will still keep that core of what women's football's been about. And I don't want it to lose that too much, but I think inevitably some of it will get lost, unfortunately, as it grows, because that's one of the consequences of it, isn't it? But anyway, we're still going to enjoy it regardless, and it doesn't, you know, it won't affect us too much. But but yeah. So anyway, we are going to go on to the final section of the show, which is always something that we all look forward to. It's the big part of the week. It's the way to usher in the weekend, isn't it? And I'm sure Amar is going to thrill us again this week with his little section. So let's get the little introduction going, and we'll get Amar's challenge of the week. I've got my pen, and I've got my bit of paper, and I'm ready, because he always tests us with these questions. So it's going to be a good one this week, I'm sure, for the final weekend of the season. So, Amar, go on, take it away.
Yeah, so I've not done for 2 weeks. Give me enough time to prepare. Yeah, so I thought I'd just be a bit generous this week. What happened 6 years ago on Tuesday? This Tuesday marked the sixth anniversary of what?
Next Tuesday, the 13th?
No, this Tuesday just gone, the 23rd.
23rd. So that'll be 6 years ago.
What occurred on 6 years ago last Tuesday?
Oh, 17. What wouldn't have been FA Cup final, would it? Because we were in the FA Cup final in 2017.
We signed with Bima.
Yeah, you got it straight away.
Of course it was. It was on being Twitter the other day. It was on Twitter the other day, wasn't it? Of course it was.
That was too easy. Okay, fine. I'll make it a bit tougher. I'll make it a bit tougher. Against which team did she score her first goal, and who assisted her?
I think Jordan Nobbs assisted her.
Right.
No idea. I can't remember who it was against. That would have been the start of 17-18 season, wouldn't it? Anyway, LG in the chat's got it right. He says Viv signed for Arsenal from Bayern, indeed. I'll tell you what, though, 6 years ago, it doesn't seem like that long ago, does it? That Viv's been at Arsenal. It doesn't seem like 6 years, does it? It just doesn't. Well, that's incredible, actually, when you think about it. But yeah. What a great signing she's been for us. Brilliant. Okay. So the first goal then was against...
No idea. Maybe it was Bristol, because this is her favourite opposition side.
And who assisted her?
Was it Bristol City?
No, it was not Bristol City. No.
No. Was it Liverpool?
No, it was not Liverpool.
God, that's quite tricky, actually. I'm trying to remember who we played at the start of that. It would have been one of the early first or second game, was it? Maybe first game, even, I think she scored, didn't she?
Yeah, it was like some summer or something.
It was one of the very early ones, wasn't it? I remember. Just can't remember who it was against. 17-18 season. Who did we play first couple of games? Can't think. Not sure, actually. I can't remember. Was it Everton?
Yeah, it was against Everton, yes.
Was it?
Jordan Nobbs
set her up, I reckon.
No, it wasn't Jordan Nobbs. Not quite. It wasn't Jordan Nobbs.
DVD.
Yes, it was DVD, yes.
Of course it would have been DVD. Yeah, the first goal.
I still remember that. Turn and finish, left foot in off the bar. I still remember it was a beauty.
Was that the first one? I remember that goal now you mention it. That was our first goal, was it?
Yeah, she turned, swiveled, went one way, then the other, and it went in off the crossbar. I remember it very well.
Yeah, I remember that goal now you said it. Yeah, wow. I didn't know that was her first goal.
Yeah, that was the first ever goal for Arsenal.
And she's got quite a few since as well. Some real special ones.
I think she's got 130 now or something like that, but who knows?
Yeah, I think it is about that, yeah. Hopefully a few more to come as well.
Yeah.
So OG went for Yeovil. I mean, Yeovil was a reasonably good guess, but yeah, I don't know if that was they in the WSL in 2017?
Yeah, but now they've since gone into administration and now they've rebranded as Bridgewater Ladies FC.
Yeah, they were in the WSL, wasn't they?
Yeah, but then
Wayne says there, Chelsea seem like nameless, faceless mercenaries to me. And I know they win trophies, but seems a bit empty. Yeah. Not just the women, the whole Roman as empire was like that. Seems a bit vapid as all. Yeah, no, I agree with you, actually. It does seem as though, I mean, I'm old enough to remember when Chelsea was sold for £1 when Ken Bates was chairman back in the 1980s. And they were pretty much a laughing stock in London football, really, in them days. You know, they were the ground was a complete mess. Do you remember them little cars I used to have on the side of the pitch at Stamford Bridge years ago? And
everybody just
laugh at Chelsea. No one really took them seriously. You're kind of right, aren't you? That is what's happened, really, since Roman Abramovich came in and they've just bought everything. And, yes, they've won a lot of trophies and they've been successful, the men and the women's team. But I agree. I'm glad that Arsenal aren't like that and Arsenal won't ever be looked upon like that, you know. And I think that's a massive positive because, I totally agree with you. I mean, that is... And Man City, the same, really. Man City are a similar kind of thing, aren't they? They were in the third tier of English football, wasn't they, in the year 2000, whenever it was. And, suddenly they've got all this money and they're winning trophies and they're breaking all these rules and stuff. And, it doesn't feel, I don't know, you can't have that warmth towards the clubs, you know. And no matter how successful they are and how well they play, you can't have those strong sort of feelings towards them unless it's your club. Looking on the outside, you don't want to see that happen. You don't want to see teams like that be successful, do you? That's one of the reasons why I don't like seeing Chelsea winning stuff for that reason, because they're the last club that deserve it, really, I think. Them and Man City don't deserve the success that they've had. But we've got to find a way to beat them, haven't we? That's what we've got to do. The men and the women's team, we've got to find a way to beat them, to beat Chelsea, to beat Man City, and to be able to find a way to do it. That's what we need to do now. That's our goal, isn't it, for the next 2 or 3 years, is to find a way to overcome all their money and all their cheating and all their everything else and find a way to do it and be able to come out on top and prove that the good guys can win. Because Arsenal, in all of this, are the good guys, let's face it. As a football club, you know, when you look at the competition that we're up against in the men and the women's teams, you have to say that we are the good guys, aren't we? You know, when you look at Man City, when you look at Chelsea, they're the teams we're up against in each section. And we are the good guys. So hopefully the good guys can be successful one day and get this back and win all these things. Terry says, blimey, that was pre-Chelsea 20-year history. Well, yeah, it was before their actual real history started, yeah. But, yeah, I remember that when they started. They was bought for... Imagine buying Chelsea back then for £1. Imagine how much your pound's worth now. You know what I mean? If you bought Chelsea for £1. I think it was 1983 or something like that, wasn't it, when that happened. But yeah, wow, it is amazing, really, when you think about it. I've never ever thought. I mean, I had a Chelsea fan. A mate of mine was a Chelsea fan, and I used to always be laughing at him, saying, "You know, your club's never going to ever win anything. It's just hilarious." You know, that's what it was like, and how things have changed. So
1982, Richard. Good knowledge stuff. Good knowledge, mate. 1982.
Yeah, I know it was about that. So I can remember. I can remember when it happened. I remember because I knew quite a lot of Chelsea fans at the time, and it was quite funny. Being an Arsenal fan, it was quite funny that happened. Really, there were signs up at Stamford Bridge. I remember it. We played them in a friendly. I think it was a testimonial because I think they were still in the second division at that point. They wasn't in the first division. They were in the second division. Yeah. So we wasn't playing them at the time, but we played them in a friendly and we went to Stamford Bridge. And that was around about that time. It might have been just after they'd been sold for £1. And I remember there was banners up, the fans were protesting. It was hilarious. It was so funny thinking, what a mess. They're going to go out of business. They're not going to have a club anymore. The ground was falling to bits. And now look at them. But anyway, Terry says men's teams.
The men's teams. That's been polite. That's been polite. It's probably not offended me.
I think you've overestimated it there, Terry. There, I think you've. It's not. They're not even worth 50
pence. Let's be honest. If it weren't for their women's team, they'd be out of business.
Yeah, they would in a minute. Yeah, exactly. But you know, I'm sure they'll turn it around. But yeah, maybe put a bid in, Terry, 50p. See how far you get. You know, you never know. You might get some change as well. You might get some change for a bag of chips on the way home. That's what you might get if you're lucky. But yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, they aren't worth much at a minute, are they? So it is the final weekend of the WSL season. I say it's been a trailblazing season for women's football, hasn't it, in this country? And it's going to get hopefully a dramatic conclusion tomorrow if Reading go 3-0 up at half-time against Chelsea, for example. That could be quite good, couldn't it? But it's going to get an exciting finish anyway. And we've still got something to play for. We still need our 1 point to be certain of that top three, which would salvage a massive thing from the season four. Yes, we've got a trophy, which is great. A first trophy for a few years. I think 4 years we've gone without a trophy. So it's nice to get a trophy. We needed one and we've got one. And hopefully tomorrow we can get that top three and look forward to Champions League again next season. I think that's so important for us as a club as well, the development of the team as well and the club and everything else. And, you know, it'll be quite good that Man City aren't in it because we can start poaching some of their players, actually, because they want to leave because they're not in Europe. So, Lauren Hemp, if you're watching, if you want to join Arsenal, Alex Greenwood, we'll take you as well. We'll have you as well now to replace Rafa. That'll do. Get a few of their players in because I think there'll be a few leaving, actually. I do. I think a few might leave if they've not got Champions League. So, let's see. Let's get in there early. Let's get some deals done. Let's get a couple of Man City players in. That'll be good, wouldn't it? Lauren Hemp in particular. I'd love to see Lauren Hemp at Arsenal. She'd be brilliant.
2 year contract till next year, so I don't know about that.
Doesn't matter. They're not in Champions League. There's a get-out clause. They're not in the Champions League. There'll be a get-out clause. So we can get our...
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, yeah. Let's see, but anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I think it could be. It's going to be an interesting summer anyway. We know that with everything that's gone on at Arsenal, it has to be an interesting summer. It will be. But let's get the season finished first. Let's finish in style. Let's get a victory tomorrow. Let's give the girls a send off to the season that they deserve, and let's hope that we can see some drama elsewhere as well tomorrow. That'd be quite good. So obviously, I'll be back tomorrow for the game. It's 2:30 kickoff, isn't it? A strange time, but anyway. So I'll be live about 2:15. We'll have the game on the FA Player. So we'll watch the game and we'll have some news coming through from the other game. Unless Chelsea go 3-0 up, then we'll forget that because that'll be done and dusted. Even if they go 1-0 up, it's done and dusted, isn't it, Chelsea? Let's be honest. But we'll keep an eye on that as well throughout the game tomorrow. So join us for that. And of course, Sunday, we will be back as well for the men's game, the last men's game of the season as well, against Wolves. So we'll be covering that. That's 4:30 kickoff. So we'll be live for that one as well. And then next week, of course, we have got the season reviews shows, which are always good. On Wednesday, we're doing the men's season, looking back on the Premier League, the Europa League, the FA Cup and the Carabao Cup. Not quite the glorious ending that we hoped for, but we'll look back on that season. And then on Friday, we'll be back here looking back on the Arsenal women's season, which, as I say, it has ups and downs, highs and lows, and we'll go through it. We'll pick some awards as well, you know, player of the season, goal of the season, game of the season, performance of the season, all that kind of stuff. And we'll go through that as well next week, so that's going to be good. So please join us for that as well. And yeah, it's been good. The weekend can officially start because the Arsenal women's show is over. It's going to be, it's a bank holiday weekend, certainly in England anyway. Is it a bank holiday in Germany, Andreas, or not?
It's not a bank holiday, but it's a public holiday on Monday. So it's, we have the same longer weekend than as you have. Yeah.
Oh, good. So that's excellent. So the weather's nice. It's been nice and sunny today. Hopefully the weather's nice all weekend. So we can enjoy the last weekend of football. We can enjoy some sunshine and it's going to be good fun. And hopefully we'll get the results and end the season well. Andreas, good to see you again. Have you enjoyed the show?
Yeah, of course I did, and I'm looking forward to the last weekend. As you said, there's a lot to play for. Although, if we make it for the third spot, it makes all the preseason for us a lot more difficult because this Champions League mini tournaments they are played 2 weeks after the World Cup final.
2 weeks after.
Oh. Yeah. It's only 2 weeks. So, don't know whether England makes it so far, but we have players from Sweden, from Norway, from everywhere. So even if they go out in the last week, so it's 2 or 3 weeks for these qualifiers. You can't say go on holiday for 2 weeks and then come to this mini tournament. They have to return early for training, for preparation. We don't know whom we will draw. It's, I think, on 13th June. The draw for these Champions League mini tournaments is done. We have to play it in Kazakhstan or where else. It makes everything a lot more difficult. But anyway, not being qualified for this makes recruitment in the summer transfer window more difficult because no player will go to, no world-class player will go to a team that's not in the Champions League. So we must be in there and hope. Yeah, I'm with you. Lauren Hemp would be a great addition for our offensive line. Just imagine Lauren Hemp and Alessia Russo.
Oh my God!
Yes, we won't need any defenders with M3 playing in his team.
So we don't worry about it. We've got Viv coming back as well. Come on!
Exactly.
Look at the business Chelsea has already done. They have this young player from Frankfurt. Yeah. They have Macario.
She suffered an ACL injury. She won't be fit till like next year, man.
Ashley Lawrence. Oh.
Yeah.
They are strengthening their squad, and of course they have done their homework very early. And I hope we don't say, let's do our business after the World Cup. This would
No, absolutely. That's still 2 months away. I agree with you there. We have to do it early. Last year, we were kind
of... Last year, we were too late. And then we signed Lina Hurtig and Kaelin Marchese. It was not what we needed.
Yes, no, I agree. Last summer's transfer window wasn't brilliant. I thought January was a bit better. It is what it is, I suppose. And hopefully the World Cup isn't going to be a hindrance, really, to the transfers, really. Like you said, Chelsea have done it earlier, but then they've got some players that are leaving as well. So it's like a mini rebuild for them, isn't it? So we'll see what happens for that. But, yeah. Let's wait and see what happens. I'm sure we've got plans. I'm sure we have. And hopefully we'll get them, like you said, I'd like to get them done early because it's less stress, isn't it? When you know you've got some good players already signed up and you know that you've got them rather than stressing with a few weeks to go in the season thinking, are we going to buy anyone? Are we going to get players that we need? It's not what we want to be doing, really. But let's see what happens. Arsenal do tend to do things late. It's just the way that we are because we try to get a better deal. We try and knock prices down and we try to do bargains and stuff. Let's just go steaming in and get what we want. That's what I think we should do. like you said, like Chelsea have done. Just go in and get them. Get Russo tomorrow, after the game tomorrow. Someone should be at the game against Liverpool tomorrow. As soon as this full-time whistle's gone, come on, Alicia, come on, guys, you're coming to Arsenal, and that's it, get the deal done. Why wait? Why contract? Why wait? Go and get it done. And on the way back, pick up Lauren Hemp as well, like you said, pick her up on the way back. Here you go. Come and join us. There you go. Get it done. So yeah, that's what we should. You're right, absolutely. Let's get them done early, and then it's easier, isn't it? It's easier to build a team and a squad when you've got plenty of time to know who you've got there, and you can work on it, can't you? If you do it last minute, like you said, we've got these qualifiers to play. Hopefully, we've got the qualifiers to play, and yeah, we need to get the players in before that, don't we? So, but yeah, let's see what happens. It's going to be an interesting summer, I'm sure, but. Let's get the season finished first, and then we can worry about that a little bit more. But, you know, it's been a great show. MR as well, good to see you again. Have you enjoyed the show?
Yeah, it's been good. With the way for lads every week, but good to get back doing what we love the best, as always, every week. Yeah, and I'm just hopeful that, like you guys say, we could sign well, recruit well in the summer, and, well, so hopefully we'll get through the World Cup on schedule without any injuries. But, yeah, I mean... It's been good, and I'm looking forward to review next week. I said the girls could finish on a high end, yeah, and then there's plenty to look forward to moving forward. And I think under this manager, we showed this season how resilient this squad has been. Now time to take that to the next level. And it'll be an intriguing weekend. And unfortunately, I don't have the bag week. I'm not going to do weekend off. I'm going to be working, but I'll still be keeping an eye on how the girls do. Hopefully, Bayern can at least win one of the two titles that's still on this weekend. And yeah, I know, talking to Worldcast right back, so I know she probably will never come to Arsenal, but it'll please Andreas to know that I just saw a picture on Twitter that his favourite right back in is back in training. And any ideas who that might be, Andreas?
It could be Julia Gwynn.
Yes, it is, yes. Maybe she's the kind of player we need to sign, although I don't think that's ever going to happen. But no, it's good to see her back, and hopefully they'll win the title for her on Sunday. So yeah, no, it'll be good, and I'm looking forward to it. So bring it on.
Exactly. That's what it's all about, isn't it? We enjoy it all. And yeah, I mean, I say it's sometimes I've been looking at the last couple of weeks, and I'm quite looking forward to the season ending just to have a break from it all. And then as it's getting closer, actually, I'm just going to miss it. So I just want the game to carry on because I'm going to miss it too much. But anyway, that's the way it goes, isn't it, I suppose. Terry says, another great show, Richard Andreas, International Man of Mystery and MR. It's my birthday Monday, 21 again for nearly the first time. Oh, happy birthday, Terry, for Monday. Brilliant. Shame we haven't got, maybe we have to do a special show on Monday just for Terry's birthday, just to wish Terry happy birthday. on Monday, I'm back on it. Bank holiday Monday. What a day to have a birthday. Bank holiday Monday. That is magic, isn't it? What a fantastic time to have a birthday on a bank holiday Monday. Brilliant. And Terry says, happy birthday on Monday to the Japanese girl from Man City, Hasegawa. Oh, is it her birthday as well? You share a birthday with Hasegawa, dear? That's pretty cool, isn't it? Actually, I share a birthday with a famous footballer as well, who's same day as me, Lionel Messi. There you go. He's got his birthday.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
So there you go. That's pretty cool, isn't it? But yeah, Hasegawa's not a bad one. I really, it's a share birthday with.
She's good. Hasegawa was 29th of January. I don't know where he's getting up from, but Hasegawa was January.
Is it?
Yeah, so I just Googled it. It says he's January. So I don't know. Unless he was, I don't know, but I could be wrong. But Google says she's January. So.
Ah. Terry, what are you doing? What are you doing? Come on, Terry, get it right. Let me just have a look. Hasegawa.
I'm sure there's a famous footballer that's born on 14th of January as well, but I can't think who else that is. But yeah.
Is that your birthday, Emma?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, 14th of Jan. I'm sure there must be another player down here or down the years that have. Yeah,
there probably will be. There probably will be, I would have thought.
Let's have a look at famousbirthdays.com. So I don't want to go over it. Let's see if I can pick out an Arsenal player from here.
Hasegawa's birthday is 29th of January, Hasegawa. So that's not very good, is it?
Well, if we sign Declan Rice, he shares the same birthday as me.
Terry's got nice 29th of May. No, that's a girl's birthday. It says it's the 29th of January. It's the 29th of January, 1997. She was born. Come on, Terry. What are you doing? It must be someone else. LG says Prince Charles is my birthday, the 14th of November. Really? Wow, Prince Charles, King Charles now. Not that we want to call him King Charles, but he is a king now, isn't he? But yeah, well, you got your birthday the same day as a king. That's pretty cool, actually, isn't it? That's a good birthday this year. And I thought Lionel Messi was pretty cool, but you've just trumped me there with the king, haven't you? So what can you say? But you have to look at
Sydney Lohmann from Bayern Munich. She would be a great addition for us. Fantastic player.
She would. Is it her birthday?
You're getting harder than Ericsson next year, so I don't know if you want to let go. You've still got Stanway, yeah. Yeah, so yeah. But if they don't beat Potsdam on Sunday, then something will have gone catastrophically wrong.
Yeah.
Seven goals conceded all season. Seven. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, Bayern Munich.
Yeah,
seven goals in
league matches. Yeah.
We scored two against them, didn't we, at the Emirates? So, you know, it shows what a great performance that was, actually, doesn't it? How well Arsenal played that night against Bayern to have done that. So there you go. Wayne says there, but Lionel Messi is the king. Well, there you go. Exactly. LG says King Charles born in 1948, and I was born ironically 48 years later. 1996. Oh, well, there you go. So that's pretty cool, isn't it? Good stuff. So we learned a bit more about people that watch the show, which is nice. And we know it's Terry's birthday on Monday. So whatever you're doing on Monday, everybody, make sure you wish Terry a happy birthday because he deserves it. So yeah, we might have to do a special show for Terry's birthday maybe on Monday. We'll see. But anyway, so that's it for the Arsenal Women's Weekly. So the weekend can start, a bank holiday weekend, the sun's out, the football's on, it's going to be great. Amar's at work, unfortunately, but never mind. I'm sure you'll enjoy it at work as well. It's going to be a good weekend, the final weekend of the WSL season, the final weekend of the Premier League as well, actually. So it's all finishing, which is going to be, it's going to be sad. But let's face it, next week it's June, so it should be finishing, let's be honest. The season should be finished by now. It's obviously the World Cup's meant it's gone on a few weeks longer than it would normally have done. And it does mean that we can look forward to the summer, a bit of a break. Terry says her birthday has been the same day as me since she was born. Well, it hasn't been that, has it? Because she was born in January. So it hasn't been the same, has it? I don't know where you got that from, Terry, but it's wrong. Unless Google's wrong. I don't know. Somebody's wrong. Either Terry's wrong or Google's wrong. Who do we think's wrong?
I trust Google. Sorry, Terry.
You trust Google? Well, I sort of trust Google sometimes. But I don't know. Maybe we'll have to ask her. That's what we'll have to do, quite honestly. So if anyone follows, has a go on Twitter, ask her when her birthday is. And if it's the 29th of January, then, you know, Terry's wrong, unfortunately. But I'm sure there'll be somebody famous on Monday, whose birthday's on Monday, that you can share your birthday with instead. I don't think any Arsenal players' birthday's on Monday, is it, unfortunately? But anyway, I should have done my calendar. I was going to do a women's calendar this year with all the players' birthdays on the calendar. I was going to make one, but I didn't. I might do it for next year, maybe. I started doing it. I had the template ready and everything, and I've planned it. And then it got to about the end of November, and I'm thinking, oh, it's a bit too late now. So, anyway, Terry says Google is wrong. Well, there you go. Maybe Google is wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Japanese calendar is different to our calendar, isn't it? So maybe in the Japanese calendar, a birthday is the 29th of May. But in the kind of rest of the world's calendar, it's the 29th of January. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. Because they celebrate things at different times for us, don't they? Like their New Year's in April or something, isn't it? So who knows? Maybe that's what it is. We won't worry too much about it. It's Terry's birthday. We know it's definitely Terry's birthday on Monday. That's the main thing. We don't care about anybody else. It's Terry's birthday Monday. So make sure that you have a beer for Terry on Monday in the sunshine. That's going to be good. So I'll be back tomorrow, I'll say, with the game, 2:15 for the game against Aston Villa. We'll be covering the Arsenal game against Aston Villa, obviously, and just keeping an eye on the other games, and particularly the Chelsea game, especially if they lose. That'll be quite good. And then, obviously, Sunday I'll be back with a men's game as well, the final Premier League game against Wolves. Let's hope we can at least finish the season well on the last day, even if we haven't finished the season well in terms of recent results. So it's a good weekend. Enjoy some football, enjoy some sunshine. So we'll see you very soon tomorrow. Thank you to Andreas, as always. Thanks to Amar as well. Don't forget, next Friday is going to be the season review. That's going to be a great show, so don't miss that, because that's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully Matt can join us for that as well, because he should be involved in that if he can. So that's all coming up on the show. I'll see you tomorrow, guys. Take it easy. Thanks for everyone in the chat. Happy birthday to Terry for Monday, and to Hasegawa for January the 29th. And we will see you soon, guys. Take it easy. Come on, you Gunners. Come on, you Gunners. Come on. To Arsenal now, Frieda Marnham again inside the air looking for a second goal. Oh, she's got a second goal. That seals it. Frieda Marnham again.